The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. Thrilled that you are joining me for our journey today, where we talk about retirement plans, specifically your work-related retirement plan, whether you have one currently or had one in the past, maybe you did a rollover, and also to the business owner or anyone working within a business that makes it their responsibility to offer benefit packages that include retirement savings plans to employees. So it's kind of a two-folded program today by design. I thought it'd be important to come from the angle of those of you that are business owners. For you that are the business owner listening right now, many of you have written to me saying, there's these new rules. It's getting confusing. I'm trying to run my business. There's COVID. We got all kinds of things going on. Can you devote some time into helping educate the business owner, me, someone who owns a business, on what I can do for my employees and what some of these rules are? And then I'd also thought I'd take another path to talk about you, the employee or former employee who has dollars, your savings that have gone into work-related plans. So we'll cover it from two fronts. Joining me from Cordasco Financial Network is Dennis Jablonski. He's our retirement plan specialist. He is someone who helps business owners implement or even make better the current plan that they currently are offering to employees. And we'll get into his process and how that works, the steps that he takes in analyzing plans, determining whether a plan is categorized as a good plan or a not so good plan. We'll also weave into what some of the new rules are in the 401k world for employees and employers. And we're going to talk about the Biden administration sticking with Trump-era changes, which is kind of unusual. If you're reading the news, seems like just everything Trump put in kind of got tossed out. But when it comes to new 401k rules, it seems like both sides of the aisle are on the same footing here. So let's jump in. Dennis, welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast with me, Steve Cordasco. Thanks for being here today.
Steve, thanks as always for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So Dennis, if we would, and you have given me a lot of education on some of the new rules that are coming out for individuals. On a daily basis, you and I connect where you're doing a lot of analysis also for business owners on whether or not their plan is considered a plan that's in compliance, a plan that doesn't put an employer at risk, a plan that employees like and engage with. So you do a lot of that analysis. If we would, let's kick off talking to the employees or someone who might have used a retirement plan at work or someone who has an option of a retirement plan at work, or even those who may have used a retirement plan at work, but then maybe rolled their money over into an IRA after the fact, because there's new rules across the board in all those areas. So a little bit of a heavy lift, but I think we'll get through it because you're really good at it. Can you start with just educating us on some of the new rules for 2021 in the world of 401ks?
Absolutely, Steve. So first and foremost, I think you have to realize that a 401k is a real benefit. I think, unfortunately, a lot of employees, when they think about benefits, they think about life insurance and disability and insurance benefits. But if you do have the opportunity to participate in a 401k plan, that is a true benefit that you should be considering taking advantage of.
A lot of times we talk about employee benefits. The first thing that comes to mind is health, your health insurance, dental insurance, vision, and the business owners tend to think about that first. The 401k or the retirement plan, whether it's a pension profit sharing plan or whatever system or whatever savings plan might be tied to that overall package, tends to be the stepchild, if you know what I mean. It's sort of the thing that ends up at the bottom of the priority list for the employer and sometimes even the employee.
I believe that that's where we have to start. So as long as you appreciate and understand the fact that you do have this opportunity to put this tax-deferred money away, it's a great way to build wealth for future retirement. So let's begin with the contribution limits for 2021. You can put up to $19,500 into your 401k in 2021. And if you are over 50, you also have the opportunity to put a catch-up contribution in also, right? So those that are 50 and older. If you are even more fortunate enough to have the employer matching component of a 401k and you're not participating, you have to realize, it was explained to me once, most people say it's kind of like leaving money on the table, but the way I like to explain it, it's not really valuing the worth that you're bringing to the company, right? So if your employer is generous enough to match your contributions, and there's all types of matching contributions, if you're not contributing at least the amount to get that match, you have to realize that you're minimizing your income, right? That's money that's sitting there that you're being incentivized to save for, and your employer is willing to match up to a percentage of that. So that's a very important part, Steve.
And it's important, too, because what happens early in life, I like to follow the life cycle of a household. Somebody might graduate college or come out of a trade school or get their first job. Let's say you're 21, 22, 23, when you really start to get your career path going. No sooner do you get the career path going, and then all of a sudden you meet the love of your life, and then the 2.2 kids and the minivan with the white picket fence and the house in the suburb happens, right? And then between age 24 to 54, 55 is the peak spending years. That's when you're trying to educate the kids, you're keeping up with the cost of family and all the expenses that go into running a household that is growing. And then eventually the household shrinks, right? Kids leave. And nobody knows better than you, Dennis. You have eight kids. So here you are working at Credasco Financial Network. I'm not sure, but I think you're over 50, Dennis. So you now, because you're over 50, you have the ability to do a catch-up. So the eight kids are out of the house. Ha, ha, ha. If you have eight kids, statistically, I'm sure there's one or two in the basement. And Dennis, I recently bought a house without a basement, so I don't know how the kids are going to come back. But that's my financial advice for the day. You don't want the kids to come back and be in your basement. Don't buy a house with a basement. So anyway, what's the catch-up provision? It's about, what, $6,500 if you're over 50. And that's an important component because a lot of folks will put the bare minimum in just to get the employer match. And then when all of a sudden you hit your 50s, you realize, geez, you know what? My income has been going up over time because I'm learning more about my career path. I'm more valuable to my employer. I've been around longer. And so therefore, you tend to be, when you're north of 50, at your peak earning years, which means you have a little bit more savings, and then people start to use the retirement vehicles at work more actively. And a lot of people don't know that you can, after the age of 50, do what's called a catch-up provision. And if somebody's 49, they're not able to use the catch-up rule. Can you talk just a little bit about that? Because I think it's a very important feature. It's not new, but the numbers do change year over year.
The reason this was put in is that as we are working through our working years, we're really concentrating on raising our family, right? Staying out of debt, doing all the things we're supposed to be doing, saving. But then at the age of 50, you may have realized, hey, I've been doing a great job of all these other things that I've been responsible for, but the one thing I haven't been doing is saving for my retirement. So at age 50, to your point, Steve, some of your other obligations have changed. They never go away. They've changed somewhat, but at 50, you realize, hey, maybe I haven't been saving as much. So the catch-up provision of $6,500 in 2021 is a very key number. So on top of the $19,500 that you can max out with an additional $6,500 in catch-up provisions, that means for 2021, you can put a total of $26,000 away in a 401k plan.
Which is powerful, right? And if you got a working spouse, same thing as well. So in a household where there might be two working towards retirement, $52,000 for those 10 or maybe 15 plus years prior to 65. And I don't know why we use a magic number of 65, but I think Social Security has something to do with it. That's pretty impactful. It'd be great to do it in the earlier years and get compounding, but It's just hard to do in the way society is designed today. So thank you for talking about that catch-up rule. The new rule on 401k rollovers takes effect as well. The Biden administration sticking with Trump-era changes. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that, because where I want to set this up is if you've been working and let's say you decide to shift gears and maybe change jobs or change employers, you're allowed to roll over money. Some current plans with employers allow you to take money out and roll that over to an IRA. When I say rollover, that's what I mean. Roll over from a 401k to an IRA. That's how you avoid taxation. Even when you retire, you roll over out of your 401k into an IRA. So there are rules that tie to this term called a rollover, where you're taking money from that employer plan and putting it into something that has just your name on it that only you're responsible for. And that's called an IRA. And that's done with what's called a rollover. So we're calling it a rollover IRA. Can you talk about some of those changes that have taken effect that the Biden administration is going to keep in place?
Absolutely. And it's pretty timely that we're speaking about this, because just last week, the Labor Department said it will build upon the Trump administration's regulation governing advice that literally affects trillions of dollars in retirement accounts. So they're going to build upon it rather than replace it. You made the point earlier, the new administration is taking a lot of what the Trump administration had done over the last 4 years, and they're basically just reversing or doing away with it. But it's interesting because the Labor Department is now building upon this. And it's saying that the rollover effect of these hundreds of billions of dollars to move from 401ks to individual retirement accounts have to be regulated. And they're going to even be more heavily regulated in today's environment, because before this regulation, you would sign a form, you would roll your 401k over, and you would put it into that rollover IRA that you spoke about, Steve. But there is a fiduciary obligation that we all have now in the business that we need to take that ex-employee who's now taking a major part of their wealth and they're going to roll it over to have an individual retirement account. But before they do that, we need to walk them through and understand the decisions that they're making. Because let's face it, a lot of financial firms have a very nice incentive to move that money from where the 401k is presently today to an individual retirement account. Sometimes there's fees involved. Sometimes there's compensation situation where there's some revenue sharing. And so there's a lot going on. So it's our job now, and the Biden administration is going to continue to make sure that the guidance is overseen with a lot of regulation. We need to make sure that the incentivized conversation of moving something over just for the fact of moving it over, for conversations of a fee or for conversations of making more money on that relationship, has to be regulated. So it's interesting. The administration understands what's going on in the business. It's a huge shift of wealth happening. And it's our job, as we sit as true fiduciaries on financial plans, and even with our relationships that we have with those that we assist, we need to walk them through that whole process and let them know everything prior to them making that decision to roll it over.
In this particular case, the regulation is this: the fiduciary responsibility to protect the little guy. And right. What I mean by that is, Dennis, you have 8 kids, you've been putting money into a 401k, and you know, at some point, let's say you retire. Now, I know you tell me you never want to retire from Cordesco. You absolutely love working here, and it's never going to happen. Now, hopefully Bernadette's not listening, because I'm sure Bernadette would like you home a little bit more and be around. But you walk in the office and you tell Gil Freeman to stick it, you're retiring. You come into me, you say thank you very much, you give me a hug, and then you're out the door. You have all these millions of dollars in this 401k and Cordasco Financial Network. And now you get a call, ring, ring, ring. Hey, I'm a broker, an advisor, or somebody over at XYZ company. Maybe it's the bank. Maybe it's a Wall Street firm. Maybe it's a person with a shingle down the street that hangs himself out as a financial advisor. And boy, you got millions, Dennis, in this retirement plan, this 401k at Cordasco. You're going to roll it over. I think you should do this. As soon as that proposal comes into play, every action that happens from that advisor has to be in your best interest first. And the way the game was played in the past is that it didn't have to work that way. Why? Because if you were working at, let's just call it E.F. Hutton back in the day, since they're not here anymore, and I don't think they'd come back and say, hey, we're suing you because you used our name. But when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. So all of a sudden, E.F. Hutton's telling you what to do and where to invest this money. Let's say it's a mutual fund that E.F. Hutton has a relationship with. Let's say it's something that the advisor at E.F. Hutton, the broker at E.F. Hutton, wants you to go into that might be suitable, but doesn't necessarily mean it's in your best interest. That's the old rule. The new rule says it can't work that way, correct?
That's correct. So the basis of the new rule is hopefully to significantly reduce incentives, financial incentives, that would cause advisors to make bad recommendations to those ex-employees who are no longer garnishing that paycheck from wherever they worked. And let's face it, when you make that recommendation, every recommendation that you make should be in the best interest of that person that you're dealing with. But unfortunately, past history has shown us that the treatment of larger 401k types of rollovers were not always made in the best interest of the consumer. So that's why the government and the Fed are willing to come in and say, listen, this needs to be regulated better. You need to walk these people through this whole process, right? What's the incentive? What are the commissionable relationships? And that's just on the front end of moving the money. And then after that, being able to really once again work in the best interest of the consumer by showing them the different types of investments that are best suited for their needs.
Now, Dennis, the word fiduciary comes into play. So in the past, a fiduciary responsibility didn't have to be part of the equation. Does this new regulation mean that all rollovers and all advice when it comes to retirement plans has to be distributed through a fiduciary?
Not yet, Steve, but I think that that's definitely the route that they're going to, right? They're looking to close the loopholes on all of this. The best interest term gets thrown around a lot. We hear best interest, and that is something, the terminology is out there. The government and the Fed and those that oversee these plans, the IRS, they really want fiduciary guidance on every end because they've seen horror stories and they've seen situations in the past where people basically have rolled money over to a less than competent advisor. And unfortunately, they've taken that money and it went away. So it was lost. They're really trying to reduce those number of horror stories. And by having a true fiduciary guide an employee down the path of rolling the money over and then putting them in suitable investments. Remember, this is their retirement account. This is their retirement money they're going to depend upon for the rest of their life. The regulation is going to be that there should be and will eventually be a true fiduciary standard to do that when dealing with rollover money.
Well, it'll be interesting because the Biden administration took so much money from Wall Street, and Wall Street has been fighting the fiduciary rule because a lot of the folks that are advisors at these big institutions, many of them are not fiduciaries. And therefore, that would really disrupt the apple cart on their side because they incubate products, they sometimes have higher fees, and they have all these other things that do match up from a suitability standpoint. But from a best interest, whose best interest comes first? In the past, it's been equal. Hey, if it's equal, that's solid. That works. But under the rules that we're fighting for, I know I am, and I write to the political leaders, it shouldn't be that way. The little guy, the average person, should be the one that has more weight, that has more say, that has more protection. Therefore, they should only be able to work with a fiduciary who is going to be held accountable to put their interests first. I think it's very important for everyone to know, even not just individuals participating, but business owners. So let's shift for a moment to talk about why retirement advisors like you and like me and like others that do what we do, why it's important to be strategic partners with business owners and employees. We just talked about the importance of using a good advisor for an employee, but let's talk about it from a business owner side and how important it is to have a strategic partner to use for your 401k or any work-related, whether it's pension profit sharing or whatever goes along with that bundled package that you offer employees. Can you give us a couple key points on why you're so successful? You, Dennis, when you knock on the door of a business owner or when an employee comes or a business owner comes to you and says, can you help us with our retirement plan at work? Can you give some of the key value that you add to that relationship?
absolutely. And I think that the key term that you hit upon, Steve, is a partnership. It is a true partnership. So when we go in and we partner with the C-suite or the CEO or the benefits administrator in a company, we do view it as a true partnership. We're not there. We're not soliciting. We're not selling a product, but we're coming in and we're offering a partnership with guidance and with compliance and with everything that we do from our fiduciary obligations. And let's face it, the business owner is busy on running his business. You, of all people, Steve, you understand, right? You're looking at the bottom line. You're looking at productivity. You're looking at next month's bills. So you're busy running your business. What you shouldn't be doing, and but unfortunately a lot of company owners are, is that they have to worry about this wonderful benefit that they're offering the employees also. So by engaging the Conasco Financial Network to help with this co-fiduciary obligation, we come in and we assist on multiple levels. And we found that those that come in and hire and partner with a credentialed professional in the business, not just a generalist, but somebody who's actually certified in this business, and there's a lot of designations out there, and we hold a couple of them. Certified Retirement Plan Specialist is one of them. So we specialize in this area, but we come in as a partnership to offer a process, right? Number one, we're going to come in and say, hey, here's the process. This is how we're going to go about doing things. We're going to document that process, whether it's education, whether it's an internal investment committee, whatever it is, we put a process together with the true partnership. We help with fiduciary responsibilities. Hey, listen, business owner, your fiduciary responsibility is never going to go away. But if we can come in and partner with you to take on some of that co-fiduciary responsibility as you're running your business, we want to be there to be able to help with that. Plan design. Hey, when's the last time you took a look at the plan? I often illustrate it as it's great when you're driving the car. You know when it needs some gas. You know when it has to change the oil. But when the check engine light goes on, you have to really get under there and you have to hire a mechanic that really knows what's going on inside of the plan. So that's what we do. We are the car mechanic of your 401k, so to speak, that we're going to go in there and we're going to take a look at everything, making sure the investments are appropriate, making sure the fees are appropriate, making sure that the true benefit of a 401k for the benefit of the employees, because they should be educated. There's a lot of horror stories out there with that ex-employee coming knocking on the door years later and saying, excuse me, I know you had this wonderful plan here, but you never explained it to me. I never understood the importance. We come in and partner with that. And once again, the byproduct of that benchmarking, as we call it, taking a look under the hood of the plan, is that we expose a lot of these fees. The industry in general still has a lot of revenue sharing. There's a lot of fees out there that aren't fully transparent or disclosed to the business owner. As a fee-based advisor and as a fee-based registered investment advisor, as we are, we can come in and taking a look at that plan, we can expose, for lack of a better term, we can actually show all the fees. Because I have to tell you, Steve, I deal with a lot of business owners and they come and say, Dennis, I really don't need to talk to you because I'm really not paying anything in my plan, you know. And as long as you're not getting that invoice in the mail every quarter or every year, this falsehood out there of me not paying any fees, it really is just totally wrong. So if you have your benchmarking plan done completely and correctly, a lot of this will be exposed. And then that's where we step in, Steve, and we're really able to help the business owner on multiple fronts.
So it's important to note, Dennis, because you come to me with these reports and you're running a fiduciary benchmark, as it's called. And what that does is it allows you to scrub and analyze and really stress test an employer's retirement plan being offered to employees to expose and rate it on whether it's a good plan, mediocre plan, or poor plan, right? It's a scaling process. And so it gets benchmarked against a standard. And I got to tell you, there's not many employers who benchmark their plan. So please, I'm begging you as an employer, you better start benchmarking, because at some point you could be subject to risk. Dennis, we have to wind it down, but I'm going to tell a story about 15 years ago when I was doing a radio show. I did a whole show on a physician's practice where the main physician put all the employees' money. At this point, it was a pension profit sharing plan, the retirement plan at work, put all the employees' money in CDs. And for 10 plus years, 15 plus years, the money was in CDs. He didn't want the employees to be hurt. He wanted to protect their money, put it all in CDs, put his own money in the stock market. Well, he did substantially better than the employees. And guess what happened? A disgruntled employee found out about that and sued and won and said, wait a minute, he did better than me. And he thought he was doing what was best for the employees by protecting their money so they wouldn't lose and it would always be there for them. But it boggled my mind that his intentions were very good. Right. But the reality of it, it didn't comply. It was out of compliance. So if you're a business owner and you don't know if you're in compliance or out of compliance, you should know. And one way to do that is to get a benchmark done for you. Get a report done. Dennis does these reports. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm trying to protect you. But if it's sounding salesy, so be it. Many of you know that I'm probably the worst salesperson in our industry.
As a regulatory practice, you should be benchmarking your plan. They're saying every 3 to 6 years, you should take your plan out to the marketplace just to make sure that everything is appropriate. So by doing the benchmark, you're actually fulfilling your regulatory and compliance obligation. So you can check that box off whether it's appropriate or not. You need to get it done because the IRS says that you should be taking it to the marketplace to check that. I just think that's a very important point to make.
Yep. And you know what's fun is that when we go to those we help and say, it's that time, you have to put us up against somebody. You have to go to the open marketplace and put your plan out for bid. I call it the beauty contest. And we'll participate in any beauty contest. Because if we're not the best, you shouldn't go with us, right? Hey, right. If we're equal up and it happens to be your brother-in-law, okay, different ball game, which I don't know if I'd want to go there either. If you're the business owner, you're going with your brother-in-law. But if it's even up and for some reason you just like the way somebody else was dressed that day, then that's how you're picking your final determinant. But a good strategic advisor is someone who should be looking out for you, the business owner. And if you're an employee listening, you hope that your business owner is following these rules as well, so that your best interest and your employee's best interest have an extra set of eyes by a fiduciary and someone who's a strategic partner. And that strategic partner should be there for you and your employees. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for all the good work you do at Cardasco Financial Network in helping people with their retirement plans, the advice you give on rollovers, the planning process. You've done lots of plans for just employees, of which we handle the 401k program for many of them. I know you do a lot of work with Vanguard in presenting their types of plans to employees, as well as Fidelity and the other 401ks and retirement plan organizations that are out there that we can bring to the table to a business owner and employees and show. It's not like we're coming in with a Cardasco Financial Network 401k plan. It's not how it works. What we do is we match you up with the best plan that fits you and your employees from a cost standpoint, from a service standpoint, and a quality standpoint.
Last point, we have no obligation to use anybody. Once again, we're in the best interest of the business owner. We're in the best interest of the participant. We go out to the market and we find the best solution for you in your best interest with no proprietary restrictions whatsoever.
And it's fair to say, I tell you often, usually over 100 employees, probably better for another strategic partner. But you get under 100 employees, I'll put us up against anyone.
Amen. Absolutely.
So Dennis, thanks for all that work that you do. And thanks for being part of the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast with me, Steve Cardasco.
Steve, thank you so much for having me. Great to be
here.
Thanks,
Dennis. Yep. And thank you to all of you who have asked for this topic. For those of you who are concerned about the rollover and 401k discussion going on in Washington and what these rules mean, it sounds complicated. And thank you to the number of business owners who said, hey, can you talk a little bit about what this fiduciary thing means to me as somebody who might want to provide a retirement plan, who does provide a retirement plan. Thank you for asking us to prioritize this and make it a topic for today's program. Please reach out to us. You can do it a number of ways. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. You can call us if you're somebody who says, hey, I might need some help with my retirement plan. Maybe you're somebody who wants to benchmark, or you're an employer. Maybe you're an employee who's saying, hey, wait a minute, help me from a fiduciary standpoint on what my next moves are. If you're about to retire or you need to move from a 401k or retirement plan at work somewhere, be more than happy to help you. It's real simple. Reach out to us. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. Or you can always give us a call at 855-558-3500. That's 855-558-3500 to get a benchmarking for your plan at work. If you're an employer looking to get a plan started, reach out to us. Or if you're an employee that needs to make a move, moving existing dollars from a 401k or retirement plan at work to an IRA, we're here to help you. Simple. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. I'd love to be there to help guide you as a fiduciary, as well as Dennis and the whole team at Credesco Financial Network. Or give us a call, 855-558-3500. Have a great week. Have a safe and healthy week. Looking forward to talking to you next week on the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast with me, Steve Cordesco.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordesco Financial Network at cfnplan.com.